What if the life you're waiting to begin is already here? In 2010, a 30-year-old woman sat surrounded by relationship self-help books that all seemed to say the same thing: fix yourself, lower your standards, catch a man. She'd just walked away from a relationship that dimmed her light, and everywhere she looked, bookstores, television, even church, the message was clear: singleness is a problem requiring a solution. So she decided to flip the script entirely. Instead of finding inspiration that celebrated her unmarried life, she became it. What started as a simple online column transformed into a movement reaching nearly a million people daily, catching the attention of celebrities and everyday women alike who were exhausted by the narrative that their worth was measured by their relationship status. This wasn't about giving up on love. It was about refusing to give up on yourself while waiting for it. Here's what nobody tells you about being single. It's not the intermission before your real life begins. It's the main event. Being happily single means dancing in your kitchen at midnight, booking that solo trip to Paris, and yes, eating ice cream for dinner without justification. It means your passions get undivided attention and your dreams don't require committee approval. Think about it. When did alone become synonymous with less than? The word actually has a second definition: unique, unequaled, unexcelled. That's not loneliness, that's being unrepeatable. Yet society treats single women over 30 like we're facing some kind of emergency. The warnings come fast. Your eggs are vanishing, you're too picky, you'll end up alone with cats. But here's what's actually happening. Single women are paying mortgages, building careers, changing their own oil, and making bold moves without waiting for permission. Loneliness is the elephant in every single person's room. But what if it's actually a gift, a rare opportunity to discover who you are when no one else is watching? While married friends have predictability and shared Netflix passwords, single people have something equally valuable: a blank canvas and the freedom to paint outside the lines. Picture running alongside a car because your scarf got caught in the door, but you're still outside. That's what living for others' approval looks like. You're meant to be driving your own life, not desperately chasing alongside it. Here's something that will change everything. Your worth isn't tied to any person's opinion of you. Not your exes, not your mother's, not the stranger on social media who thinks they know your story. Life becomes exhausting when you spend it worrying about who approves of you rather than shining your light fearlessly. Not everyone is meant to understand your journey. Some would slow you down, others would discourage you, and some are roadblocks to your destiny disguised as companions. Trust that people who've strayed from your path don't belong there. Not everyone can go where you're headed. Something magical happens when you stop seeking approval. You actually find it. People are naturally drawn to those who can't be shaken. Modern women face a peculiar challenge: figuring out who we are amid deafening noise about who we should be. Instagram tells us one thing, our mothers another, society yet another. For single women especially, this journey feels like navigating without a map. There's no marriage or children to provide ready-made identity markers. We're standing alone in our metaphorical stilettos, which means we need to know what we're standing for. But here's the beautiful part. Single women have the luxury of discovering themselves without needing anyone's permission slip. You don't think your way into finding yourself, you live your way into it. Make the mistakes, take the wrong turns, try the career that doesn't fit, the hobby that surprises you, the friendship that teaches you something unexpected. Learn what makes you laugh until you cry, then do more of it. Learn what drains your soul, then do less. This messy, imperfect journey isn't something to apologize for. It's how you discover your purpose. We're quick to list everything wrong with ourselves, but slow to celebrate what's right. Yet you were designed intentionally. Every curve, every line, every supposed flaw has purpose. Maybe real beauty isn't found in the perfect makeup application or the right outfit, but somewhere deeper. So authentic, it needs no filter to shine. Loving yourself isn't permission to stop growing. It's the foundation that makes growth possible. It means feeding your body well, moving it joyfully, and treating yourself with the same compassion you'd offer your best friend. We talk endlessly about loving ourselves, but what about simply liking ourselves? You can love someone out of obligation, the difficult relative, the draining friend, without actually enjoying their company. Ask yourself, would I want to hang out with me? Would I choose myself as a best friend? What makes me good company? In a world of fair-weather friends and superficial connections, don't be one to yourself. The only way to live your best life is refusing to settle for anything less. After college, everyone pushed toward the practical, safe job, but holding out for the dream, working in television, eventually led to positions at major networks. Never apologize for high standards. People who know their worth don't entertain lesser things. The standards you set determine the life you get. We can if and but ourselves right out of happiness. No distant future will magically flip the switch. There's only here and now. Stop wishing your life away, waiting for the perfect circumstances. Happiness should be your number one draft pick, chosen before fear, self-pity, or unforgiveness. We get so caught up in what we lack that we forget to be grateful for what we have. If your life is a mirror and you don't like what you're seeing, change who you're being. Your thoughts are magnets determining what you attract. To truly live, we must risk. We get stuck doing what we think we should instead of pursuing what sets our souls on fire. We play it safe, staying in comfortable situations, avoiding the unknown, while precious time slips away. But playing it safe is actually the riskiest choice. Life isn't measured by length, but by impact. It's about refusing to accept good enough, challenging the status quo, and being willing to leap and grow wings on the way down. Most of us live on autopilot, carrying tension we don't even notice. Check in with your body right now. Are your shoulders hunched? Is your jaw clenched? We're a society perpetually braced for disaster, but constant anxiety isn't just life. To de-stress, move your body, pamper yourself, talk to trusted friends, journal, or channel that energy into something creative. Sometimes the best approach is surrendering control, relaxing into life like floating in water rather than desperately grasping at it. As single women, we tend to think life requires our constant participation and that God needs our help with the master plan. But the single season calls us to a higher level of trust, to jump off cliffs without nets because we trust God will catch us. Sometimes the wildest beauty exists in the unknown, in the space between questions and answers. Stop seeking constant clarity and start surrendering the outcome. Life is like driving in pouring rain. Sometimes visibility is slim and you feel uncertain. If fear is rain blocking your view, faith is the windshield wipers. There will be moments when you can't see what's coming, but if you forge ahead in faith, things eventually become clear. Fear can only hang around until faith enters the room. Being scared means you're about to do something brave. It means you're stepping outside your comfort zone, taking the leap, and trusting the net to appear. Love lives at the forefront of every single woman's mind. When will it come? Will it come? But real love isn't found in grand gestures or jewelry store shutdowns. It's in the quiet moments, shared laughter, finishing each other's sentences, a simple handwritten note that means more than diamonds. Love is always worth risking everything for, appearing unexpectedly with unexpected people. Real love complements rather than completes you. It never requires sacrificing your dreams or dignity. Love isn't uncertainty or a maybe. It's always an answer, not a question. So hope for it, pray for it, dream of it, but don't put life on hold waiting. It's painful watching fabulous women twisted up over men who don't deserve a second glance. Here's the cold truth. If a man wants to be with you, his actions will be crystal clear. The right man makes time, doesn't fear commitment, is completely single, respects your boundaries, wants a relationship, not a hookup. When a man is truly interested, you won't question his feelings. They'll be obvious. Too easy to get equals just as easy to forget. When you make yourself overly available, you deprive him of the pursuit. Instead of playing games, focus on having a vibrant life of your own. A busy, goal-oriented woman is infinitely more attractive than one waiting by the phone. Don't make your crush the center of your universe. Make him a constellation you enjoy occasionally. Your value isn't wrapped up in another person, so make yourself happy first. Trust your gut when it comes to relationships. Those subtle feelings of unease are red flags. Even slight hesitation deserves evaluation. Whether it's someone showing hints of temper or asking for money on early dates, your intuition knows when something isn't right. God sends small rainstorms before flash floods, small detours before roadblocks. Listen to that still, small voice. Some people are meant to be friends, connections that strike a chord across time and space, turning friends into family. These relationships are worth every risk, but it's crucial to distinguish between real friends and mere onlookers. Onlookers join you in the limo. Real friends help when it breaks down. Onlookers see Instagram highlights. Real friends keep the whole messy scrapbook of your life. Quality matters infinitely more than quantity. As life paths diverge, friends marry, move, change, maintaining friendships requires intention. Hanging with married friends can feel awkward, like being the fifth wheel, but beneath different relationship statuses, we're not so different. We all wish, dream, face triumphs and disappointments. Instead of ending friendships because lives have taken different directions, look for ways to merge your paths. Some friendships have expiration dates. As we grow and change, relationships we thought would last forever sometimes reach their natural end. You may need to release a friendship when someone becomes emotionally draining, betrays you, remains persistently negative, or criticizes your accomplishments. If someone repeatedly causes pain, it might be time to let go and trust God to fill that space with something better. You can love someone, forgive them, wish them well, and still move on without them. Every goodbye contains a hidden gift. When people, jobs, or dreams suddenly exit, stop searching for the why and start looking for the good in goodbye. These exits are boarding passes to somewhere better, places you couldn't reach while carrying old baggage. For something new to arrive, something old must depart. A new story can only begin when you close the book on the past. Things change, people change, feelings change. We must either cling to the past and miss the future, or accept circumstances and say goodbye to what no longer belongs. Being single again after a breakup might seem dreadful, but it's actually exhilarating. The emptiness transforms into space, space to fill your life with whatever you choose. Fresh calendar, endless potential, freedom to pursue dreams without permission. Being single again is synonymous with next chapter, blank slate, fresh start. It means you're brave enough to face the glorious unknown. Breakups can be transformative, shaking us awake and helping us distinguish between what we truly want and what we're willing to settle for. One day, you'll thank God certain people were removed from your life. You wouldn't have found yourself without losing them. Despite what the world says about bucking up, it's healthy to grieve losses. You can't heal until you allow yourself to feel the pain. True strength comes from vulnerability, knowing you don't have to be strong every second. Even positive changes deserve mourning. The familiar, even when outgrown, provides comfort. Getting lost in life, unlike on the road, can be the beginning of a grand adventure. It allows you to see things you never would have encountered on the right path and discover your own strength. Sometimes our lives have to veer wildly off course to get us where we're meant to be. Sometimes, when you lose your way, you find yourself. You are here for a reason. Nothing about you is accidental. There's a specific purpose only you can fulfill. Your identity was decided long before birth by a God who places new desires in your heart. To discover your purpose, ask, what did I first love doing? What am I passionate about today? What gets my heart racing? Where your passion and personality intersect, there lies your purpose. Your flaws will always point you to your cause. Your burden gives you the ability to help lighten others' loads. Don't run from your weaknesses. Embrace them as uniqueness. They give you a platform and influence no one else has. People pass through our lives, leaving marks that can't be completely erased. Instead of fighting these marks, embrace them as beauty marks rather than battle scars. We're not meant to be blank canvases. The marks left on us create the beautiful masterpiece of a well-lived life. It's not enough to talk about making a difference. We must actually do it. As single women with more free time, we can volunteer and contribute. If you change your world, you change the world. One person truly can make a difference. Small acts of kindness create ripple effects of positive change. Nothing is more beautiful than someone who makes life beautiful for others. How we treat people who can't help us reveals our true heart. As single women who sometimes feel awkward in social settings, we're uniquely positioned to identify with others seeking belonging. Look for opportunities to help. The single mom short on grocery money, the recently divorced friend. Kindness is a calling we all can answer. In our digital age, the most important message, I love you, gets lost. We send virtual smiles instead of hugs, use FaceTime instead of actual FaceTime. But when life ends, only love matters. We can love bigger by replacing bitterness with forgiveness, showing gratitude, being kind to strangers, expressing honest feelings, giving extra hugs, doing what we've been putting off, thanking those who changed our lives, and offering understanding. As little girls, we played with dolls, believing the pinnacle of a woman's life was marriage and picket fences. Some followed that path. Others saw a world too full of options to pick just one, a world best explored solo. Neither path is superior. The most important thing is coming home to yourself, realizing a happy life comes from within. You're brave enough to risk loving someone who might not love back, to go to dinner with married couples, to kill your own spiders. You're brave enough to love yourself fiercely and believe your life will be one of love and laughter, regardless of whether Prince Charming arrives. You're brave enough to forego a happy ending in favor of a happy life, and that's the most revolutionary choice of all. It takes genuine courage to pursue an acting dream in a new city, to ask out that attractive stranger, to build a life that doesn't follow the prescribed timeline. And single mothers? They're running the hardest, least paid job on earth, becoming both parent and provider, crying only when no one's watching, always taking the smaller piece of cake so their children can have more. This journey isn't about waiting for permission to be happy. It's about claiming the happiness that's already yours, right here, right now, exactly as you are. Your married friends know what next Tuesday looks like. You have beautiful, terrifying unpredictability. And that's not a consolation prize. Consider this. When did your relationship status become your life status? When did having a ring become more important than having a purpose? We've had the right to vote for a century, yet we still get pitying looks for choosing ourselves over settling. This is for the women who've stared down good enough and walked away, who prefer building their own dreams to registering for China, who understand that a secure me must come before a healthy we. The life you're waiting to begin is already here, dancing in your kitchen, booking solo adventures, making bold moves without committee approval. Stop waiting for someday and start living today.